describe myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are so loud that you can't ignore it?
There are times, but I have kind of learned there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And I never want to make someone's process worse. So I prefer people reach out to me. I don't really like to give messages at, like, the supermarket.
We see people that seem to have the same gift you have. Yeah. I feel that yours is, like, being proved time and time again. Just watching you and your craft.
Thank you.
It's almost absurd to think anything other than it's the legit real deal.
Well, I think that it's always important to be willing to rise to the occasion. I understand skepticism, I understand doubt, and I think when you know what you are, you can kind of stand in security with that.
Yes.
And so I'm fine with discourse around it. I don't understand the ability itself, and I don't even really have many beliefs around it. It just kind of is.
What, religious beliefs or anything like this? You're just sort of in the middle of, acceptance for whatever this may actually end up being.
So what you don't have any idea of, like, what we can expect?
Well, from the thousands of readings that I've done, it seems to indicate that life continues on, that there's some continuity of experience.
And
at the very least, that seems to be the resounding case. But there also seems to be something about introspection. Every person that seems to come through seems to acknowledge having a greater understanding. And so that seems to speak that to the other side, there's something about growth, evolution, looking back in hindsight and
some lesson or something. Yes.
Do you think people have regrets on the other side, or by that stage you see it differently?
I think they definitely look back and see the ripple effect of not only their actions, but their inactions.
Yeah.
So not only the things we did, but the things we didn't do. And I think that gives them a more well-rounded understanding of how they lived their lives and how they passed.
My dead father's here in this ring box and this little round container.
He's in there. Hello.
He's in there.
Yes.
He doesn't say much.
No.
We've had some of the world's best. I mean, guys that do similar, women that do similar to what you do.
I remember.
They've been on the radio show. Randoms ring up. They start reading their life and they're crying. They can't believe they know all this stuff.
Yes.
I present my dead father.
Yes.
Nothing.
It's just like a seashell.
You just silence. Silence.
Sure. Yeah.
I think
that does every other person's relative have a message except my dad?
We always tell people, I always say, you might come wanting to hear from your mom, and you'll hear from your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yuck! Yeah.
And it's always that kind of idea of you can't dial direct. So as much as I would love to, pick up the phone and connect to George Washington, it just kind of either happens or it doesn't.
So this is what a dead person looks like.
Oh, he's in there. You aren't kidding.
No, my brother's taking this little amount of ashes to Graceland and on the sly sprinkling them into the garden because Dad was a huge Elvis fan.
Oh, I love that. And you got half.
Shit, this bloody bag's got a hole in it.
I wonder which half.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, sorry, Tyler.
My asthma's going to flare up.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I went to a haunted house once, right? It was like...
Sorry, I've just got to blow Dad off this sheet. I should have got you to blow it.
He's
missed opportunity.
Guile. Anyway, when I came back, it was a flight. Like, we had to catch a flight. When I came back, I swear I bought something with me because my daughter, who was really young at the time, like 1.5, she started like pointing to something and saying baba
in the corner, right?
In the corner of the room.
Sure.
And it just like, and then there was our next door neighbor had a friend over who was like yourself, like, a clairvoyant medium. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, you need to let your neighbor know she's got something in it.
The neighbor you used to have the bath with?
Yeah, that one.
That's another whole story, Kyle. You know, for that rubbish.
Tune in, yes.
You might want to visualize that on the way out. But. Yeah.
So do you think that's possible? I've always wanted to know, what the story was there.
There is a phenomenon called the hitchhiker effect.
Right.
And it exists. I don't know if you're familiar with Skinwalker Ranch, but it's in the Uinta Basin.
I've seen that. I've seen some ghost adventures thing on that joint.
Yes.
That's a weird place.
A lot of people have reported after leaving there that they had abnormalities at home, with their families, with their vehicles, technology. So there does something.
It can happen.
I personally don't like to investigate haunted places. Or for that very reason.
Isn't that for the loony brigade out there?
That's for the ghost hunters.
You've got the real show.
Right. I think there's something to be said about, exploring consciousness, pushing it to its limits, seeing what's possible. But I try to not dehumanize spirits. And if they are there and if they are in a bad spot, I don't want to make that worse.
Yeah, of course.
You're very considerate.
Considering they're already dead.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't get a kinder soul.
Yeah, right.
Alive and in death, he's going to be a sweetheart.
We try. Just bare minimum.
I love it.
So is there anything you can say or from your learnings that you haven't ever shared with anyone before? Like, what about... We had a makeup artist once who claimed that she used to be intimate with a ghost.
Wow.
And didn't want it.
Yes.
But the ghost wanted it.
That's very complicated.
Have you heard of those things happening?
Yes.
How do you set those boundaries?
I know that's a...
It's complicated.
Does that shit happen?
Hard to say. People self-report, you know, a lot of intense experiences.
Oh, Michael Jackson's God bless arrived.
Thank you.
The king himself's here.
He's
Thank
coming
God you've shown
me.
Up.
He's coming through me, not you.
I think happening. He's more likely to come through me or Tyler than you.
You know, when LaToya Jackson goes to Hawaii and she lands, she says,
Aloha.
It's the worst joke.
That was awful.
Stick to reading dead people.
I am a better medium than a comedian. Anyway, unrelated. I'm sure shit happens. Okay, look, sleep paralysis is a thing.
Yeah, I've
People
had that.
Being held down and
right.
all that.
Who knows if it's,
I don't know.
If it's a genuine spiritual thing or if it is an amalgamation of just physiological
yes.
experience and maybe a mix.
It's hard to know.
Hard to say for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had sleep paralysis, though.
That's no fun. I've had it medically and like due to medicine before. It's intense.
What do you mean the medicine?
Weed.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Weed actually will take away... Your sleep paralysis generally prevents dream recollection in the long run.
Prevents so, dream recollection?
Yeah, that's why you can never remember your dreams.
I never remember.
But I said you do, you just don't remember.
Exactly.
Jackie's a big believer in, depending on where the planets are.
Yeah, astrology.
How everything's going to go during that
100%
day.
100%
I call her, well, to be rude, batshit crazy. Mm. It doesn't matter where the planets are, does it? Or the rotation of this or... It's rubbish.
Well, you know, I think there's something about talking about correlation versus causation. And I don't...
I'm sorry, I'm out. I've only got a year 10 education.
That's
Me
okay.
too. No. So you
Can you dumb it down?
No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the planets cause our personalities to do certain things, but there could be correlations between when we're born and what the planets do.
There could be. See that? Be. Skepticism.
I see the relationship between the planets in our lives, but not in a causal way. Meaning, I don't think, you know... Earth rock or a rock out in space is going to cause me to be more stubborn on one day.
Right.
But from an archetypal symbolic angle, I think there's things to be learned through self-awareness and growth. So.
Yeah.
It's just like a platform.
Do you think spirits can see us self-pleasuring ourselves?
I would imagine. I feel like that would get
Do
so
Do you ever
old.
Feel like, oh, God, I better not. Grandma might be watching.
Grandma... Definitely had to have sex in order to even have
but do you want
grandma?
You know, sometimes we can get right into this. And
well, grandma got naughty. I mean, that's how we're naughty. All of our grandparents, nobody wants to think about it, but they want to get down.
That is true.
They're not preoccupied with our ins and outs.
All right, so they're on a different, it's a different consciousness.
Yeah.
Different, evolved, but I still think in some ways in touch with their humanity, but in some ways kind of superseding it.
What are they doing up there for eternity? Or wherever they are? Sure. What do you think fills their day?
It's a very tricky thing because we quantify a day in a 24-hour period based off of the sun and the earth and our role in the universe. And so if we ascend that, time kind of becomes meaningless in the ways that we quantify it. So
I have no idea what that means, but I believe it.
Yeah, it's just tricky. When we're no longer on earth, time kind of goes up.
You're right, because we are governed. We invented the time, didn't we?
Right. Right.
But time's... still exists, we just...
It does. But if you were to fly to Venus, time would pass differently than it would here.
Yes, it would pass differently.
So which time is it, right?
If you want to see, know, experience more of Tyler Henry, watch From the Other Side with Tyler Henry right now on Netflix. You're a real network whore, I've noticed. One to the other.
I jump around.
I like that. Don't lock your boat to one rock.
Yeah.
I love that. No eggs in one basket.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I try.
Tyler, great to see you.
Thank you.
We've been monitoring you ever since we first met you, when you're a little shiny little lady. We thought, look at this Mormon kid.
I know. I still feel very Mormon with the blonde. I got highlights just for you.
You just get rid of that collar.
Okay.
And you are back, baby.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm going to just bring you the Book of Mormon and say convert.
And we do big fans of the show. We really enjoy your work.
Yeah, we love you, Tyler.
And open to everything and anything.
Thank you. Thank you both
especially
for
Jackie.
Early on. I really appreciate you guys.
You
are so supportive early on.
And great to see Mum out the back still driving him around. Mum, get a license? Why don't you tell him?
She's going to be a geriatric driver.
Yeah.
A little motor scooter.
We've noticed that there's the driverless cars here, so Mum, she might see those as a threat to her employee.
She might be out of a job, but I don't know. No one hits curbs like she does.
Oh, like me.
Yeah, Jackie and your mum, good. Man, great work.
Thank you.
Congrats, and enjoy life. Thank we love thanks, watching you. Tyler Henry.
Kyle. Jackie. Oh. This is the
Hour of Power.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Sky for stars.
Oh, my God.
Live.
Keep it KISS all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, KISS 1011.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour.
Monday 25th of August and Tuesday 26th of August.
Rod Laver Arena.
A night of hits.
With special guest Chase Matthew.
It's going to be a party you don't want to miss.
So grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au.
Keith Urban.
Presented by TEG Live.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like a chook? How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy? Okay, what is this like a... What? Is this a joke? Sangha? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Laura Byrne here, and there are things I wish I'd known before becoming a mum.
What about you?
Phillips Arvin want you to share your mum tip on the win page at kiss1011.com.au for the chance to win $1,000 cash and prize pack. Share the care with Phillips Arvin.
Bang, 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 bang.
Feed the family tonight with KFC's $24.95 boneless dinner. Share tenders, nuggets, popcorn chicken, plus chips and gravy. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin aging and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine skincare with sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
Smell that, Bessie? That's the smell of the best Aussie ingredients that go into our all-new layered Dairy Farmers Thick and Creamy range. It's what makes our Queensland mango and Aussie finger lime yogurt the best flavour down under.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Need a new bed? Don't know what to do with the old? Trade and save now at Domain. It's easy. Trade in your old mattress and save up to a massive 55% off the new. Plus bonus standard local delivery and removal on in-store purchases over $1,499. Save up to a massive 55% off selected big brands. Sealy Posturepedic, Dunlop Pillow by Sleepmaker, King Coil by AH Beard and Tempur. Plus bonus local delivery and removal. Hurry, limited time. Trade and save now at Domain. Conditions and exclusions apply.
score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4 and 20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply. See in store.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5pm weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Here's Melbourne.
Good evening. Looking good on all your major arterials in and out of Melbourne for a public holiday Friday. Do watch out for a crash in Endeavour Hills. Hesitan Road closed westbound at Matthew Flinders Avenue. Take Belgrave Hallam Road to the Monash instead. If you're heading to the Melbourne Royal Show, watch out for extra traffic along Racecourse Road through Flemington. Also Epsom Road and Ascotdale Road. Plenty of extra foot traffic around there as well. And around Amy Park for the NRL prelim final tonight as the Melbourne Storm take on the Sydney Roosters at 7:50. Score a great deal on all your footy faves at BWS. A great Goose Vodka, 700ml bottle on Appy Deals for $70. Not our price, $85. Hurry, end Sunday. T's and C's fly. Choose to drink wise. The Kiss Cast clear, going down to 7 tonight. Right now it's 12 degrees. It's Chris, Melbourne traffic and weather together first on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. MimosaHomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
The grand final is nearly here. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
Just one sleep to go until the AFL Premiership. Hundreds of thousands of Swans and Lions supporters lined the streets this morning for the grand final parade. Brisbane diehard Jackie flying in from London.
I've been here a couple of weeks watching all of the finals, had a chance to go to Sydney as well. But yeah, came all the way from London and don't regret it for a second.
Meantime, the Swans are adamant. Logan McDonald is okay for tomorrow. The forward has a sore ankle on. Only took part in a few drills at today's captain's run at the G. Melbourne Airport is busier than the MCG. School holidays, the grand final and an NRL prelim all crossing over with more than 115,000 passengers passing through the terminals today. A new ACCC report has found Aussies have totally lost trust in the supermarkets. Low-income households are spending at least 20% of their earnings on groceries. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Cardi B goes off. More on that next.
Save up to 50% off lounges at Adriatic for 5 days only. Sale ends Tuesday. Adriatic Furniture. Exclusive, yes. Expensive, no.
Cardi B and Offset's breakup is far from friendly. She's jumped on Instagram Live to tear him to shreds after he accused her of cheating while pregnant.
I don't care. I told you when a Libra start Libraing, we really don't give a f***. Now, goodbye.
For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your spot check in a sec.
Go big. Faulkner Bingo Centre with huge jackpots, loads of specials and plenty of space for all your friends. Faulkner Bingo Centre in Faulkner and Croydon. Gamble responsibly.
Lions coach Chris Bagan admits he used Ted Lasso to inspire the team ahead of tomorrow's grand final, but he says it's been exaggerated how much he likes the show.
I showed him one episode is when Danny Rojas had the yips, right? Because we weren't kicking too straight.
The Kiss Cast is next.
The Kia Stonic, compact SUV, but big on style, designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Clear skies tonight, down to 7 degrees. Sunny tomorrow for the grand final. 22 the top and showers for Sunday 18. Right now it's 11 degrees in Roxburgh Park, 12 in Richmond. Kiss doesn't deal in just tickets. We deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 tomorrow morning and all weekend on Kiss 101.1.
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey, what's up? We're Silk Sonic. We're hanging out with
Mitch Cherry.
Hey, it's Billie Eilish.
This is Tate McRae.
Hey, this is Poe Sivan.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Tones and I.
Hey, it's Lizzo, and I'm on tonight with my boy Mitch.
Right now.
On Q.
This is my night. My show. My station.
This is my station.
The number one night show.
The Night Show with Mitch Cherry.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Friday night. Producer Grace, g'day.
G'day.
Out of all the shows we do Monday through Friday, do you have a favourite night of shows?
Ooh. I like Thursday shows.
Yeah.
I like Tuesday shows.
Yeah, Tuesdays are my favourite.
I do like Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And I also like Mondays.
Right. So the answer is all of the above.
Yeah.
Friday night shows are good, but it's annoying when we're here and everyone else is out.
I know. Don't you see all these people on like Instagram stories out at bars and stuff? And it's like, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, it's our
job. I can't come, but it would still be nice to be invited.
That's the worst about working a night show is that at first you still get invited. Mm. People say, can you come? And you go, I'm on air. I can't. But now you just stop getting invited.
Yeah. And that's like, would have been nice to know about
this. You get an invite, I know. Well, if you're out enjoying the night, hi, welcome. Give us a call, 131065, if you want to hang out. We got a Fujifilm Instax printer up for grabs on the show if you want to print your little photos out for your dinners that we weren't invited to. We're talking about Lady Gaga. Apparently, she wants kids.
Yeah.
She's addressed that, has she?
She has. She's huge. Opened up about it.
All right. Next on the show to start, though, this is... It's annoying me, and if you're in the market for a house, I mean, in this economy, or if you're renting, if you're going to open houses, there's something that that open houses have started doing, a trend that I've noticed that has really pissed me off. Grace, you haven't been to an open house in a while, have you?
No, I haven't.
You'll know that the last few years you've been to an open house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little bitchy. Bitchy Mitchy returns in three songs now tonight on The Night Show. Kiss.
Every The Night Show on Kiss.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. Be calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Tonight, Kiss FM Friday around the country. If you want to come, I will look after you with the Night Out to Quiz Room, Australia's first immersive TV style game show. You and four friends, if you want in, it's happening in 20.
I said what they said.
Bitchy Mitchy.
Producer Grace, this is a segment that I do on the show when I feel grumpy, angry.
Yeah, and you have been a little bit grumpy today, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I called my partner Stephen in the kitchen before the show having dinner, and Stephen said, oh, you seem a bit flat. I went, yep. No, Grace, I'm not flat, am I? And you said, no, you're a bit grumpy.
Yeah, he picked it up too.
What do you reckon it is?
I don't know, maybe the moon's in retrograde or something.
I don't know about that. I think we're all a bit sick in the office.
Oh, we are. We're all a bit
that's
sick and
probably
grumpy.
Why. So Bitchy Mitchy is where I get to vent about something that's making me bitchy. You can vent too. We actually have a brilliant prize up for grabs. It's a Fujifilm printer. So you connect your phone to this printer and you get to print photos out.
Yeah, but it's so small you can just have it in your handbag, and if you know, see someone take a cute selfie with that person that
print
you know,
it out.
Hopefully, print it out.
Instax Mini Link 3. If you want one, 131065, have a bitch like me, I'm going to go. I'm going to start the timer.
Okay.
And until I feel like I've vented, I'm going to continue to bitch about inspections at rental properties and homes for sale only lasting 15 minutes.
Okay.
Since when did that time change? It used to be 30 minutes. I got a vivid memory of being a boy with my parents going to look at houses to buy. You'd walk through, you had an hour, I'd say, back in the day. You could waltz through every room. You didn't have a snotty-nosed real estate agent in a cheap Tarakash suit standing there going, I've got to get to the next one at 8:30 a.m. on a weekend. Also, too early. Make it midday. Okay.
Early, definitely. But I feel like it's been 15 minutes forever.
No, it is not. It was like 30 minutes at least. I would do 30-minute
ones. The 30-minute ones if it's a very popular house.
So they extend it out for a popular
home. So if heaps of people register going, I really want to come to this inspection, they extend it to 30 minutes so that everyone can come.
I'm not registering for shit.
Well, you're part of the problem then.
Oh.
They don't know you're interested. They can't extend it for you.
Is that really why they're doing it? Because they think no one's keen?
Possibly.
Oh, I feel better now.
We've solved
your issue. Knowing that it's me, I think we have. You want to bitch about something? Anything you want to bitch about, Grace?
No, I'm easy as a clam.
That one's weird. I want to bitch about that. You saying easy as a clam. Gross. What do you want to bitch about? I'll give you an Instax printer. 131065. Call me and bitch at Kiss.
K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she could quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby, I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls in the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, pick everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance.
I don't like no whips and chains.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
But you
you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right,
whip your lovin' on me.
Welcome to Kiss at the Night Show. It's Mitch Cheery. I'm feeling grumpy tonight.
I said what they said.
Bitchy Mitchy.
Yeah, I vented moments ago, venting on the air about something that's pissed me off. It is the fact that open houses these days seem to only go for 15 minutes. And you go, why? Why 15 minutes? I swear they used to be longer. And I had a vent and I was pissed off. And I said my things on air and I feel better for it. So now I'm offering to the Night Show audience to bitch about something that's happening in their life. Producer Grace, you've got something too.
Yeah, I have something that's been going on my entire life and I've realised I'm over it. I'm over when I'm about to do something and someone comes up and goes, hey, make sure you do that. Now I don't want to do it. If I was just about to unpack the dishwasher and then my partner's like, hey, do you mind unpacking the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I was going to. Now you've ruined it.
It's annoying because you had the idea first, but there's no way of proving it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's in your mind.
Yeah. If someone's like, hey, do you mind responding to that email? And I was like, I was about to. Totally. Now I'm going to archive it.
Right. I get you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. Feels very pointed. That's not me in the office.
No,
is it?
Not, okay, you, good, not you. Not you.
Monique and Catherine Fields, do you want to bitch about something?
Yes, I absolutely do want to bitch about something.
Yeah, go.
I would just like to say, when you go to a car park and it's empty and you park and you come back to your car and there is another car park right next to you when there is a complete empty car park, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It just makes it incredibly difficult.
I agree. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Are you a bad parker necessarily or are you confident on the roads? Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm like the confident one that's happy to reverse park in.
Yeah.
But if there is an empty space, I am going for it.
Yeah.
And when someone is parked next to me and I have to squeeze back into my car, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Monique. I'm with you.
I get you.
Jody's so ready to bitch on 131065. She's clearing her throat in the background. Do you hear that? Jody, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got something to bitch about. My 17-year-old son, it's the second time he's done this. He goes, oh, Mum, I need a lift to a party. Okay, no worries. Get in the car. I've got to start work at 5:30. Hurry up. Take him to the party. Get a phone call about 1 minute later after I've dropped him off. Or it's the wrong day. I've got the days mixed up. This is the second time it's happened.
I can hear the anger in your voice.
Oh, bloody kids.
How old is he?
17.
Yeah.
Is he there with you, Jody?
He's in the car recording it, actually.
Oh, is he? What's his name?
Jake.
Jake, pull your head in, Jake. Look after your mother, Jake. Oh, that's so
that's
funny.
Right.
See, actually, and how much better do you feel now, Jody, for getting that off your chest?
Well... only a little bit better. I mean, I've still got to get up early to go to work. Yeah.
But also, who has
wasted
a party
my
on a,
time?
Yeah.
Who has a party on a Wednesday?
Well, clearly no one because he got the date wrong.
So right.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is Kiss.
Kiss Melbourne.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
In Melbourne, we got a crash in Deva Hills. Slowing Heatherton Road is closed westbound at Matthew Flinders Avenue. Take Belgrove Hallam Road instead. An incident Western Freeway inbound at Lakes Road, slowing both ways. The Deer Park Bypass is slow outbound from Robinson Road to Hopkins Road on the Western Freeway. The Royal Melbourne Show delays expected heading to the showgrounds along Racecourse Road, Flemington, also Epsom Road and Ascot Vale Road. Plenty of extra foot traffic around the precinct as well. Save at Pet Stock, new everyday low prices on flea, tick and worming treatments. NexGard Spectra Extra Large Dog 6-Pack. Save 30%. That's $55 only at Pet Stock. The Kiss Cast, sunny tomorrow, top of 22. It's Brooke, Melbourne traffic and weather together, first on Kiss 101.1.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza. We're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New York guy.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here?
No actor in any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York, we did here.
And do you just morph from to Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question.
Do you really need some help? Because that's the only way you're going to get better.
I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful. Only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way. One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went, I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please,
oh my God.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Mimosa Homes V Collection is redefining what's possible on a budget. With V Collection Homes starting from $212,200 and now includes free site costs. Discover full turnkey options ready to move in, including driveway, landscaping, fencing and more. Build your own personalised quote online. Visit mimosahomes.com.au. Mimosa Homes V Collection, where quality is made affordable. T&Cs apply. V Collection Homes only.
Mimosa Homes.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you could get used to this.
Hey, you have to see this view.
Elevate your next trip with $450 to spend on travel each year. Search Amex Platinum today. See website for details. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4-Wheel Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. We're running a gigantic up to 75% off sale this weekend. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure King's favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4WheelDriveSupercentre.com.au. The discount King will always get you out there for less.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory Minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Do you want to feed your kids for free? This spring at the Pancake Parlour, your little ones can feast on a treat for $0. Simply order a main meal from selected menus and one free kids' meal is all yours. Alice's Wonderland Surprise, Strawberry Duchess Pancakes, the Bishop's Bacon and Egg. There's many a treat and colouring sheet to be made a mess of. Kids eat free at the parlour all day and all night, every day until the end of November. Family fun awaits. Info and T's and C's at pancakeparlour.com.au. Lovely.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery.
Take me now, take me now, take me now.
taxiland.com.au.
Hi, I'm Edward from Hobart. In today's competitive environment, a business needs support to expand and grow, and the traditional banks are reluctant to lend. The OnDeck experience for me was quick and easy.
When it's time to grow your small business, you can rely on OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Tate McRae.
The Tonight Show with Mitch Turi on KISS.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall, you're hiding from me now. There's something in the way that you're talking. Words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. Go. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
Separation. I hate you back together and
put you back together. And if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing you.
The Night Show with Mitch Turi on KISS.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt.
This is my new song, Die With A Smile.
Enjoy it on KISS.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
Okay.
Hi, it's Calvin Harris.
Hey, it's Selena Gomez.
On Kiss with Mitch Turi.
Picture a place where